Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
So unless something goes, circumstances change drastically, I don't see John Mara not seeing it out. It just doesn't make sense to cut it off before it really gets a chance.
So you're both right, by the way. Loogie, where I want to defend you on this is because I've had this discussion about the Jets a lot, and you made a point that I've made, so I'm with you on this. You don't keep a regime for the sake of keeping a regime. You don't do it for the sake of being the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because what I would argue about the Pittsburgh Steelers is other than Chuck Knoll, who began his career as Steelers coach with three horrible seasons in a row, all of the other guys that have continued to keep their jobs, they started off pretty good. Like, there wasn't any, like, real tough decision about, should I get rid of Bill Cowher? Should I get rid of Mike Tomlin? They were winning immediately.
Yeah.
And I always used to say this about Woody, because we used to argue this about Todd Bowles. I wanted Todd Bowles fired because I said, enough's enough. They've given him enough time. Enough time had gone by. So I agree you'd never keep somebody for the sake of keeping somebody. If you've already identified they're not the right guy, then you should get rid of them. I am totally with you. But I do want to see something through. And where I'm at as an IFO, I'm Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, is I got a lot of mixed baggage, man.
Right.
I got some good stuff. I got some crappy stuff. I don't have enough stuff to say, that ain't the answer. I don't have enough stuff, by the way, conversely, to say that's the answer.
But you have more on that's the answer than you
have. I have more, I'm not ready to quit this yet.
Right.
Like, that's where I'm at as an IFO, so I'm probably not as gung-ho as you, Sean.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not as, I got to get off the pot like Tommy is. And that's because, you want to know why? Because unlike you two, I'm an IFO.
No, but my thinking is that John Mara is thinking like this.
It's Mr. Mara.
Mr. Mara. For the last...
Well, no, as long as he said his last name, it's fine.
For the last...
Instead of, like, you, Sean. Hey, John. Dude, come on, man. Show some respect.
I did. I was
again.
Sure.
Yeah, after I called you out on it.
You did.
Let's not turn against each other. We're with each other.
With all due respect, the Giants are neck and neck with the Jets for being dysfunctional and bad and losing. They are, Sean. They are at Jet level.
From a production standpoint, you're not wrong.
Losing games, firing coaches. Correct. So I think that John Mara is sitting there going, all right, I just don't want that anymore. So you know what? We'll just deal with Daboll and Shane. And then maybe this is a bad week for this example because they're playing in the World Series. Then we have Boone and Cashman 2.0 with the Giants. Seriously, where these guys got lifetime contracts because Hal doesn't want to deal with it.
I feel like I'm just getting like sat on the chest here. And this is what's going to blow my mind with this. We're getting lazy, Giants fans. We're getting lazy, Giants media. Daniel Jones stinks. Good guy. Stinks. We all know he stinks, right? So we've gotten done talking about that he stinks. So now there's nothing.
But the Giants lead the league in 10 play drives.
Okay. But this is what the point I'm trying to get at. When your job is to write and cover a team, and when your job is to, you know, or not job, when you want to socialize about the team, if now we've all finally come in unison on something and it's still only the end of October, where else can you channel your negativity? Let's start focusing on the coach and the general manager.
You're not wrong about this. You're right.
We are so tired, like we got tired about blaming the O-line with blaming Daniel Jones, that now we've turned our attention to the coach who was the coach of the year 2 years ago and the GM who, as it stands right now, has the best draft class from the past draft. It's patently absurd to suggest that they, by the way, who did the right thing, they gave a quarterback a 2-year contract effectively to see if he could ascend. Smart decision, even though he hasn't played well, now they get out of it. They didn't do the Daniel Jones mistake again by going, we couldn't get the quarterback we wanted, so let's draft Bo Nix here, and instead added a playmaker. So now you're going to tell me we should fire them for not making the same mistakes of regimes past. They deserve to take their own guy this year.
Hold on a second. First of all, I've been crushing Brian Daboll since last year when I called him the Cowardly Lion. That's number one. Number two, Sean loves to bring up Joe Douglas. Oh, it's easy to take Sauce Gardner
all right,
there.
Forget Joe Douglas.
But my point is that he moves the goalposts with his team because he says it's easy to draft Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson there. Joe Shane had an opportunity with, where was Neil picked? Sixth?
Seventh.
He picked Evan Neal seventh!
Yeah, but...
You can't do that there! This guy's the biggest bust in the history of the franchise!
That was his first draft, correct?
Tiki.
It was.
That was hold on, Tommy. You get my point. That was his first draft, correct?
Yes.
Who did all the scouting?
Who did all the scouting?
The Gettleman team, many exactly. of which were dismissed after.
Oh, we got you!
All of them are gone.
Yo.
I'm just telling you, all of them are gone. It was a recommendation from a scout team that he ultimately fired.
Okay.
So I know it was his first draft, and those guys haven't. I mean, three of those linemen they missed. Why Josh Sizudu is playing tackle, I have no idea. I had to go like reconfirm this. He played guard at UNC. And so I know he has tackle size and ability. You're putting a guy who doesn't fit a role into a role that he doesn't fit into.
Which is on Dable.
What's that?
Which is on Dable.
Of course yes. it is. Of course it is, but it's also on...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Like depth and finding, you know, competency at one of the most important positions in football. Because, I mean, it's hard to say, go get a high-level left tackle when Andrew Thomas is your left tackle. But Andrew Thomas is starting to prove to be unavailable often enough that you kind of have to really think about depth when you think about your left tackle. There's so many, like, layers to this. And it's really interesting that I went and saw this documentary. So it premiered last night. It's called The Duke, the giant legend of Wellington Mara. And one of the things they talked about was how Mr. Mara, Wellington, hired coaches. And it was all about like the relationship that he had. So he knew Vince Lombardi from when he was at Fordham and Vince was playing. He knew Tom Landry. He knew, and this happened when Tom Coughlin was interviewing Bill Parcells, and how he hired coaches because he knew about what they would bring in their history. In today's NFL, it is hard to find that coach that you know about.
Yeah,
you know
usually I mean? It's from someone's tree.
It's exactly.
And you love the tree, and you're like, oh, Sean McVay's good, and this guy breathed on him once, so
that's,
I'll hire him.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And the closest thing that we can get to that, and I'm just trying to push this forward, is that I don't know if John Mara knew Brian Dable before. I don't know, but I know he knew Bill Belichick, right? And he knew the relationship of the coaching tree under Bill Belichick. And so, like, when you think about how you hire and why you hire, there has to be a plan. There has to be a purpose. It can't just be, this is the new hot guy. Well, let's take a shot at this guy. Those fail. Matt Rhule failed. Joe Judge failed. Ben McAdoo failed. Like, the list is plentiful throughout the National Football League. But if you don't have a purpose for bringing in a guy, then ultimately it's not going to work out. Period. We know this. History has shown us that over and over and over again.
No, you're right. I will continue to be your IFO, ladies and gentlemen. Hmm. Right now, my meter is at, I would not want to fire these guys. Can something happen over the next few months that causes my IFO meter to move closer to Tommy Lugauer? I'm open to it. As they say in the wrestling business, cards subject to change. But as of right now, as an IFO, I'd have a very tough time living with myself, not seeing Brian Dable try to develop his own quarterback.
So how many years does that take?
You're asking me?
No, my point is when John Mara said,
said
what
three
he said
more.
Yesterday.
I think it's two.
Yeah, I think. Look, here's what's really tough about this, because here's where you should push me. You shouldn't push me on how many years. What you should push me on is, hey, Evan, the Giants showed restraint by not taking a quarterback this year because they didn't love one. That was Sean's point. Maybe they didn't love Bo Nix. Maybe they didn't love J.J. McCarthy. And maybe they didn't love Drake May enough to trade up. We commend them, right? Well, what if this draft comes along and it's the same thing? It's a very valid possibility that we're sitting here and we're like, I don't love any of these guys. Tiki's even said, as a football observer, don't love any of these quarterbacks as of right now.
Right.
Again, card subject to change. How many more years do I, as an IFO, say, boy, I'd hate to see Brian Daboll not develop his own quarterback? I'd say that after this year, it would start to become very challenging.
Yeah, because when are you getting your own quarterback?
Yeah, because eventually I'd say, okay, it would be like the guy, I don't want to bring up names, but there's someone I know, and he's like almost 50, and he still hasn't gotten married, and every girl he dates, this is wrong with him. And it's like, well, eventually, what are we doing?
No, eventually you do have to take a swing.
Okay, so, I think that's a good analogy for this. Like, there will come a point, because it is a great question. Okay, Evan, I get it. You want to see Daboll develop his own quarterback. I understand that. How many more years are they going to be able to pass the buck? If they didn't draft one in this upcoming draft, I would even start to say, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing this just to keep our jobs? Yeah. Like, what's happening right now? So that'd be my answer.
And one more thing. They are 8-16 over the last year and a half. They can't beat any team in their division. They've owned the then Redskins, now Commanders. That won't happen anymore with Jaden Daniels. So they don't have little brother there anymore. Can they start winning games in the division before we talk about anything else?
So you want them fired. I just want that on the record.
I need to start seeing some results.
I get that.
And if they don't, goodbye.
All right.
Not develop a quarterback in their round for 5-10 years.
All right, fair enough.
In a bad year, 3-3 in the division last year. But, you know, don't let facts get in the way.
Okay, but twice against Washington, yes?
Hey, Tiki, Lugash debates here is definitely happening with these two.
Well, by the end
today,
of the year,
not feeling it, but
it's coming. I feel
it's like
coming.
A kettle. It's like
I don't want to have to dog walk them again, but thank you.
Oh, nice.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.